Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Holiday Automotive, and on this Friday, joined by MLB.com's Adam McAlvey. Hey, McAlvey, we posed this question to Matt Arnold, not really his purview, but we're like, hey, so if you came to the Brewers game tonight and you were perhaps in one of those fancy suites, could you just stay and watch the Packers
the
game?
The entire Packers
let
game?
Let the good times roll? He said
yeah,
no.
Yeah, I think that security might have something to say about it. Isn't that a thing? I think there's a social media guy whose gambit is going to events and seeing how long he can stay before security boots him out, and he does like videos. I feel like I've been scrolling mindlessly, I feel like I've come across that guy.
I've seen that guy. I saw him do it at Wrigley Field, and he was there so long that people across the street and like some of the buildings were waving at him. And he eventually just left on his own because no one asked him to leave.
Right. It's not like the hot dog stand is still open. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, I mean, usually they will eventually try to clear you out. So I would think someone has had this idea before. Like, I actually am going to a game, like, for the first time in years, with the people on Saturday, and it's a friend who has a suite. So we were going to try to watch the Badger game. So we have the opposite question. How early can you go if you're a suite, you know, a ritzy suite holder?
No, I think it's 2 hours before game time.
Hours,
right? Yeah.
You commoner.
Okay. See, we were going to try to like sneak in there 4 hours before.
And how about McAlvey being a commoner but in a suite? Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay. Good for
air
you.
Conditioning or bus?
Hey, man, I fully believe the Brewers are rolling and things are good and whatever. But I got to admit, I got a bad taste in my mouth about how this last series ended.
Yeah. Well, so did Pat Murphy. And you know, it's fascinating. I don't know how many people like listen to his full post game, the press conferences that he does. They play him on the post game shows. I think they're often available on the site as well. It's so fascinating to hear the difference between what he says after a game versus what other managers, including the previous manager, would say after a game. You're getting such a more unvarnished look at what a coach really feels like after a game that leaves a bad taste. And Murph is really, he's tough on the young players. I mean, he like sees big things for some of these guys. And when they go up there and the at-bats aren't what he wants, man, he'll say it. And it's pretty raw. He takes losses very, very hard. And I find that to be one of the most interesting elements of this season is how different those post games are. But look, if you had a bad taste, I think he did too, because in a short series, a night or two like that, they doom you. And they need to have everybody pulling in the same direction and just having proficient, smart at-bats in order to get this thing moving.
Are they coasting? Is that, and because he used that term, I think, before the game. Right? He said that you can't coast uphill, and he thought that there's still an uphill battle that they're up against.
Yeah, I think he meant uphill battle in the fact that they are not as talented as the other teams. I mean, and that's not a knock on the guys. It's just where they're at, I think, in their career. I believe that's what Pat Murphy would say. You know, they don't have a roster of guys with nine-figure contracts. It's a different kind of club, and I don't think he thinks they are coasting. I think he's saying you can. And he wants this mentality where, like, it's like the win every pitch cliche. He really wants that to be the mentality of the players, because the best major leaguers, Mookie Betts, Ronald Acuna, Bryce Harper, those guys have the mentality of, like, I'm going to win this moment. And you have to, the challenge of baseball is to do that over the course of nine innings and then over the course of 162 games plus, you know, more hopefully. And the challenge of that is so monumental because look, like, do I win every story I write? I don't, guys. Like, I have bad days. I think, I don't know if you guys win every show or every segment if you do, you're the greatest, and let's put you in the radio. Well, Vince is probably already in the broadcaster.
First ballot.
But that's the mentality, and it is really, really hard to do.
Brewers, MLB.com writer Adam McCalvey with us on Brewers 360. All right, enjoy your time in the suite. Report back to us.
I will do. I shouldn't have said I'm doing that, but
I'm glad you did.
We overshare here.
Take care, my friend.
See ya.